Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. The U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control says the COVID-19 death toll here could reach 140,000 by Independence Day, the 4th of July. We're at 115,000 dead now, with more than 2 million confirmed cases. An Associated Press analysis finds cases rising in nearly half our states, many of them in the forefront of reopening. Florida is one. Yesterday it had its largest single-day case count since the pandemic began. The governor there, Republican Ron DeSantis, blames the surge on increased testing, not his decision to rapidly reopen.
We're doing three times as many tests a day now than we did at the end of March.
But at Florida International University, infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty sees it differently.
The real thing that's going on is we are opening up the economy and not everyone is following the new normal guidelines. That's a problem.
Governor DeSantis, a loyal Donald Trump supporter, convinced the president to bring the top Republican convention events to Jacksonville, Florida in late August, moving them from Charlotte, North Carolina. The North Carolina governor couldn't guarantee COVID restrictions would allow Trump to have the packed indoor arena he's demanding, just like he had in Cleveland 4 years ago.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
The president is also counting on a packed house this Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when he holds his first campaign rally in months. It had been scheduled for one day earlier, but Trump made a rare reversal in the face of opposition to the original date, which falls on a holiday known as Juneteenth, celebrating the end of slavery in America. Everyone attending the Tulsa rally will have to sign a waiver agreeing not to sue the campaign or the venue if they contract COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top disease expert, has a stark warning. Attending a rally, he says, is risky.
The best way that you can avoid either acquiring or transmitting infection is to avoid crowded places, to wear a mask.
Larry Kudlow, the top Trump economic advisor, says the medical experts he listens to tell him,
there is no second spike. Let me repeat that. There is no second spike.
The CDC has now issued new guidelines, and Milsey and Basil among them. Bring your own food and drinks to cookouts. Wave at people instead of hugging. And take the stairs instead of an elevator.